This morning, as many as 28,000 Minnesota state workers went on strike. That's about half the state's workforce. The walkout comes when the economy in Minnesota is declining, as it is in the rest of the country. From Minnesota Public Radio, Michael Koo reports.
Hundreds of parole officers, janitors, food inspectors, and other state employees who didn't report to work this morning came here instead, to the steps of the state capitol building in St. Paul. The state's two largest public unions, which together represent 28,000 employees, have been without a contract since July 1st.
Where is Jesse? Where is Jesse? Where is
Their chants were defiant and aimed at Governor Jesse Ventura. Russ Scheidler works for Minnesota Care, the state's health insurance program for low-income families. He says the state's most recent contract offer is so meager, some of his co-workers might be better off applying for the public assistance benefits they themselves process.
So we have people working in Minnesota Care who would be eligible for Minnesota Care under the state's proposal. It's frustrating.
Union members were originally scheduled to strike in mid-September, but postponed the action in the wake of the attacks on New York and Washington. Throughout the bargaining, union leaders have criticized Governor Ventura for taking a hands-off approach, for not personally appearing at the bargaining table. Ventura, citing pain from a bad hip, canceled his public appearances today and was unavailable for comment. But his spokesman, John Woodley, says the "Where's Jesse?" chant is wearing a bit thin.
Governor Ventura is not engaged. Blah, 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 blah. Well, he's one of the most accomplished governors in the history of this state. Governor Ventura produces. He is engaged.
Woodley says the administration is offering more than what the state legislature had appropriated. He argues that to meet union wage and health care demands, the state would have to cut services and jobs. Most state offices remain open today, but officials are asking for patience if Minnesotans encounter delays at such places as motor vehicle bureaus. The governor has activated about 1,000 National Guard members to provide critical care in state-run nursing homes and adult care facilities. State officials say they're prepared for a strike of up to 30 days, but some wonder if last month's terror attacks, which came more than a week after the strike authorization vote, would affect the workers' willingness to remain on the picket line, as well as public sympathy for the strike. But union leaders warned that the governor should not rely on a sense of national crisis to force employees back to work. Peter Benner is the executive director of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, Council 6, the state's largest employees union. He told striking workers that while the nation mourns the recent loss of life, state workers still have a right to look out for their interests.
We're doing what we need to do for ourselves and our families. This is serious work. We wish we didn't have to be here. It takes two sides to cause a strike.
Now that the picket lines have formed, however, union leaders say they're prepared to stay off the job as long as necessary. No new talks have been scheduled. For NPR News, I'm Michael Koo in St. Paul.